Welcome back to the Friday edition of Ottawa at Work. Good to have you along with us. And as we usually do on a Friday, we're going to look ahead to some of the movies that are out there that you may want to take in this weekend. We got a few interesting things to talk about. When I say interesting, I don't know. Interesting, weird, a lot of crazy stuff going on here. Keith Whittier joins us from Ottawa Life magazine, as he always does. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning to you. How are things?
Things are good. It's actually been a couple of weeks since we've chatted. Anything new I should know?
Just that you've been missed, and I'm excited to be back talking with you today.
All right. Very sweet, as always, 90% of the time. All right. We're going to have a listen to this first one, which sounds like a really interesting plot line. Okay, we'll talk about it coming back. Here is Humane.
I am in favor of this government doing whatever it takes to win this war.
It's not a war. Wars have opposing sides.
Humanity is the opposing side. We are engaged in nothing less than a life and death struggle against our own extinction.
We are so happy you all joined us tonight for a family dinner.
What is going on?
We've decided to enlist.
What?
She's gone.
Sorry, I can't do it. I will always love you.
Okay, so, Keith, this one time, I want to read the little synopsis I have of this movie, because as you're trying to figure out what they're talking about there, if you haven't heard anything about it, this is what it says. In the wake of an environmental collapse that is forcing humanity to shed 20% of its population, a family dinner erupts into chaos when a father's plan to enlist in the government's new euthanasia program goes horribly awry. I would think it might, if that's what you're bringing up over dinner.
Yeah, that might make, you know, people want to, you know, not want to have like the meatloaf at dinner, I guess. Here is the thing. This movie comes to us from Caitlin Cronenberg, who, of course, is the daughter of David Cronenberg and the brother of Brandon Cronenberg.
You
who
say,
gave
of
us
course, but I did not know she was the daughter of David Cronenberg until 3 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. And her brother, Brandon, who gave us a very bizarre movie last year called Infinity Pool. We have got a family of filmmakers here who come to us with these very out of the box, very unique, different types of films. And I had the chance to interview her recently, and you can see that interview on the Ottawa Life website. And one of the things I was saying was, what is the family dinner like? Because you guys are just so out there with your movies. And I mean that with all due respect. So with this particular film, to your point, we've got 20% of the population needs to be eliminated. So people can voluntarily sign up to have a group of people come and kind of take care of that for them. So the father has unwittingly signed up the family.
But why?
So
why would people volunteer?
Well, the father thinks that he's doing, he's helping out the greater of humanity. Mm. Now, so there's a lot of interesting things.
We won't even give up plastic straws for the greater humanity without being forced. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't want to give too much away, but it blends itself into this whole situation where this family, who at the beginning of it had their issues, now they're even more so, as they're all turning to each other and saying, well, it's not going to be me. So this is a very interesting film, and it kind of is a take on something that we've seen time and time again in terms of what happens when there's no order, there's no chaos, and then people start turning on each other. What I appreciate about this is that Cronenberg's film is coming at it from a completely different perspective. I love the fact that this is a Canadian film. We've got Jay Baruchel and Emily Hampshire in the lead roles, who are very well known on the Canadian canvas, and also U.S. as well. Coupled with the fact that we've also got some other Canadian actors that people will recognize in it. From a casting standpoint, it's great. This is obviously one of those movies where people are going to talk about and say, well, what would you do in that situation? It's not as predictable as you might think. I thought it was very enjoyable. I'm interested to see more movies coming out, coming from Caitlin. I think she's a very strong filmmaker. This is somebody who has a background in photography, and she basically took that and it blended into her passion for film. It's exciting that this is also getting a theatrical and a video on demand release. So you can decide if you want to go see it in the theater, or you can stay at home and check it out. But Humane is definitely worth your time.
Where would you see it?
I would always go to see it in the theater.
Always.
I mean, I saw the screener at home, so that's an easy answer for me. But yeah, I would go and see it in the theater. It is a very entertaining film.
How much popcorn do you eat in a year?
I will tell you something. I actually gave up popcorn for Lent. Well, it was one of the things that I gave
and
up for Lent.
Gone back?
And coming out of Lent, I found that I haven't wanted it as much. So I have been trying to cut down on it, and it hasn't been a difficult task as I thought it would be. So to answer your question, not the 2024 count will not be as high as the 2023.
All right,
less popcorn for this guy.
It's you're a lot younger than me, sadly, but it's one of those things you can't eat as much popcorn as you used to. And I get through that whole tub, and then the next morning I'm like, why do I feel a little? Oh yeah.
That's so bizarre, because every time I've ever seen you, I just always said, oh, there is that timeless Patricia Bowl. But okay.
Yeah, thank you. okay. Or you say, I don't know who you are, which is what this next movie is called. This seems a little dark. I don't get the impression this is a comedy. We're going to have a listen here.
Did you know this person?
What's wrong?
I've got a bit of an emergency.
An emergency? What kind of emergency?
Will you be paying by cash or card?
A medical emergency. I need cash.
I'm gonna get an increase on my credit card limit.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm kind of in a bit of a situation.
Boy trouble?
Yeah, you could call it that.
So this is I Don't Know Who You Are, and this is obviously the voices sounds pretty distraught in here. This is someone who is really concerned that maybe has HIV after a sexual assault of some kind.
Yeah, absolutely. So coming out of last year's Toronto International Film Festival, one of the movies that I kept raving about, of course, was The Zone of Interest. But the first movie that I saw at TIFF, one of the publicists sent me a screener for this movie, I Don't Know Who You Are, which is an extremely powerful Canadian film. This is a movie that was written in part by Mark Lennon and M.H. Murray, and directed by M.H. Murray. It tells the story of a musician who one day is coming home from a party. He is sexually assaulted, and the next morning he's telling his friend what happened and dealing with the aftermath of that. There's a huge concern that he might have been contracted with HIV. So he's going and trying to get the medication that he needs to help prevent that from happening. The challenge is that he's not able to afford it, and his insurance doesn't cover it. So we've got a couple of things at play here. We've got him dealing with the aftermath of such a terrible ordeal, but also a commentary on the healthcare system in terms of what if people can't afford the medicine and the drugs that they need to survive. This is an independent film, and there's no big, you know, blockbuster-esque aspect to it, other than the fact that we've got a very strong story, very strong acting, and that's really, for me, all that you need at its core. Thrilled that this is getting a theatrical release. It's going to be playing at Landmark Canada here in the nation's capital. I think this is a very, very strong film. The reception at TIFF was fantastic. I wasn't sure if it was going to get released, because a lot of times you're not really sure what happens to these movies. September was a long time ago, but here we are in April. I Don't Know Who You Are is finally getting the release that it deserves. And I recommend this. I mean, is this going to be a film for everybody? I don't know that any film is.
Right.
And I would, you know, but at the same token, if you want to see some strong acting and I guess also a strong dramatization of what a lot of people, I'm sure, experience, then I Don't Know Who You Are is definitely for you. I think this focuses on a group of people that we don't talk about enough in film. And I also think it focuses on situations that we don't see enough in film.
Yeah.
I love humanist type stories. And I think I Don't Know Who You Are checks off a lot of different boxes.
Does it take place in the modern day?
It does.
Yeah,
when
you said that this is a group of people we don't focus on a lot, I feel like we haven't seen a lot of movies that have anything to do with HIV or AIDS or any of those fears for years. And then when we did see them, they were hearkening back to obviously an era that was very, very terrifying for people in the gay community in particular. But to have sort of a modern day telling about some of those fears, some of that stress is still out there, and then throw in the element of maybe you can't afford the solution either is kind of thought provoking for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So this does take place present day Toronto. It's again, like I said, it's a very strong film. And again, for a group of people who aren't very well known for their film writing or their directing, as I believe these are their first projects. I think they did really the first feature film projects, I should say. I think they did extremely well with it. So congratulations to them, and definitely put this on the list of films to check out.
All right. We have one more here. I listened to this trailer a little bit earlier and I started tuning out partway through. Just so you're going to have to really sell this one hard if it's great. But we'll let the listener have their own listen here. This is Boy Kills World.
This was never a great city, but it was ours.
Are you with me?
Always.
Until Hilda van der Kooi took it from us. This is how she keeps control. They call it the Calling.
They're all gonna watch and cheer as you die.
That's me, facing televised execution by breakfast cereal mascots. Not my happiest day. But let me take you back to an even worse one. The day the van der Kooi's killed my family.
All right. I'm enthralled. I can't wait. What do you have to say about this one, Keith?
First of all, I love your honesty in terms of I started listening to the trailer and then I stopped. And that's okay. Here, this is another movie that was a TIFF. I'm not going to speak about this film as passionately as I did with I Don't Know Who You Are. We've got a cast that includes Bill Skarsgård, Famke Janssen, Charlton Copley. And basically, Bill Skarsgård's character is a guy whose family was killed when he was a little boy. Now he's become this big martial arts guy, and he's out for revenge. It's basically watching a video game play out on the big screen. The movie is okay. Out of the three movies that we've talked about, it's probably the one that I'm least excited about. I like your action movies as much as the next person, but I think this one is just really over the top and doesn't really have a story to support it. This is a movie I would give the usual, hey, listen, wait for a couple of weeks for it to be on a streaming service and then check it out. I wouldn't race out to see Boy Kills World. It's not a terrible movie, but the other two that we've talked about are significantly better. It's just goofy in all the wrong ways. And it's one of those ones where when people were leaving the screenings of it at TIFF, they're like, okay, well, you know, an hour and 40 minutes or an hour and a half, you know, that I'm not getting back. And that's Boy Kills World.
Which Skarsgård is it? Is it the good Skarsgård or?
I'm going to say Bill, one? Bill, he was the one who was in, I believe, who was in It. Everybody seems to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over Alexander.
Yeah.
So I would say not the good Skarsgård.
I'm Googling the pictures right now. Yeah. But there's also Stellan Skarsgård.
There's so many.
They're like the modern day Baldwins. He's a really great actor. Maybe he goes by a couple of different names. Oh, yeah. Seven they're siblings. Like, there's a bunch of them. All actors. Okay.
So there's more Skarsgård than Baldwin's. Okay, yeah, that's good to know.
You could probably watch Skarsgård once a month through the year and not run out of movie selections. All right, good stuff. So maybe wait for that one. And when you're on the couch and you're making your own microwave popcorn, it's just kind of a lame evening. Throw that one on. Keith, always a pleasure to talk to you. Appreciate you coming on with us on a Friday morning. As always, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You as well. You take care.